If you want to have an idea of what the Minns Labor government's doing in slaughtering these magnificent animals in the Snowy, I've already said I'll publish some photos sent by a photographer, William. But then Michelle was sending me notes from Cooma, and I have spoken to Michelle via email before. I'm a local photographer, and I take photographs of our beautiful snowy mountain brumbies. These gorgeous animals will be shot with God knows how many bullets. Just look at them, majestic, beautiful creatures that will be rehomed in a heartbeat. Such a shame those in power choose inhumanity instead of course, doing other things with them. I've sent you some of the photographs that I've just taken. Now, I've got to say, and these are the most magnificent photos I've ever seen, which we will publish on your behalf, Michelle, on 2GB.com. The first one is a completely white brumby with a black-grey brumby standing alongside it. Then there's a beautiful chestnut. There's a really black little stallion by the look of it. And then there's another grey one. And then there's a white one and a roan one, another chestnut, and that black one again, and then a bay, and then a palomino next to a white. All taken by our listener down there in the Snowy at Cooma. Gee, Michelle, you've gone to a lot of trouble to give me some great photos, which I'll put on the website. But these are the animals that Atticus from the National Parks and Wildlife and Penny Sharp once slaughtered heartlessly from aerial culling. Surely to goodness, such beautiful animals can be rehomed somewhere. Morning says, Matt, you're 100% correct. Tim Zoo had that much blood in his eyes. It must have been like he was fighting through a blindfold during the loss the other day. You're right. 4.5 to the news.